You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples. Find us online at cjsf.ca and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
It is 3 p.m. on November 10th, 2023. Welcome to episode 44 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and the latest on the SFU Gondola project. I would like to make a correction from the last week's show, which I mentioned as episode 44, when in fact was episode 43. I apologize for the error. First up today is Military Guns, Life Under the Gun, with the title track. That was the title track from Military Guns, Life Under the Gun. Next up is Rodrigo Y. Gavi Ellis, In Between Thoughts, A New World. Here is the title track. Thank you. I'd like to discuss the SFU athletics at this time. There were 10 events on November 4th. In the 2023 Pan American Games at Santiago, Chile, which is 5 hours ahead of Burnaby, SFU alumni Addie Townsend ran for Canada in the women's 800 meters, where she ran 209.02 for 8th, which was also the last place. Back in Canada in the morning, both Red Leaf's wrestling teams hosted the 2023 SFU International Open at Central Gym, where weight classes were in kilograms. Here are SFU winners. Patrick Leder, after a 2010 domination of Cruz Velasquez of the Burnaby Mountain Wrestling Club in men's 74. Laura Soto, after a 10-5 decision over Amy Bell of the Edmonton Wrestling Club in women's 55. Paige Maher, after upending Kayla Bednarczyk of the Cattown Wrestling Club in women's 72. SFU won the 2023 SFU International Open as teams with 88 points. Meanwhile, both SFU cross-country teams competed in the NCAA West Regional Championships in Monmouth, Oregon. Times are given in minutes and seconds, the latter of which are given in decimals. The top five runners in each team contributed to the standings, with lower total points being higher in the standings, but Academy of Arts runners were not counted in the women's standing as they fielded only two runners while everyone else had at least five, where SFU fielded seven. The Red Leafs women finished eighth in the 6-kilometer run with 221 points, led by Grace Chalk with 2156.5 for 30 points in the standings, followed by Rachel Watkins at 2210.1 for 41, 39 points in the standings, and Kate Cameron at 2214.4 for 46. Kendall Kramer of Alaska Fairbanks won the women's 6 kilometers at 2029.8, while Western Washington won the team crown with 75 points. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs men's finished 9th in the 10-kilometer run with 293 points, led by Sebastian Brinkman at 3134.5 for 31st, 31 points in the standings. Much like the women's 6K, the top five runners in each team for men's 10K contributed to the standings, with lower total points being higher in the standings, but Montana State University Billings were not counted in the men's standings as they only had four runners who finished. Johan Correa won the men's 10 kilometers at 30.3042.1, while Chico State won the team crown with 47 points in the NCAA West Regional Championships in Monmouth, Oregon, where SFU women's finished 8th with 221 points, while men's finished 9th with 293 points. In the afternoon, the Red Leafs men's swimming were trounced by the Seattle University Redhawks, 166-96 at Redhawks Center in Seattle, Washington. Later on, SFU basketball teams resumed action in the CCA Division II Canadian Tip-Off Classic at Langley Event Center, as men's were shaded by Damon, based in Amherst, New York, 71-66, where Irish Coquia led the Red Leafs with 17 points, while women's team fell to Colorado Mesa, based in Grand Junction, Colorado, 77-60, where Jessica Wisotsky led the Red Leafs with 17 points. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs women's soccer played to a 1-1 draw against the Seattle Pacific Falcons, as Michaela Tupper scored for the Red Leafs in the 46th minute at Interbay Stadium in Seattle, Washington. Meanwhile, the men's were shaded 2-1 by the Western Washington Vikings, where Nikolai Placek scored in the 89th minute in the losing effort at Interbay Stadium in Bellingham, Washington. And volleyball swept away the Montana State Billings Yellow Jackets in three straight sets, led by Kaylin Hartman's 10 kills at SFU's West Gym. Two games were on tap for November 5th, as both SFU basketball teams were in action as part of the CCA Division II Canadian Tip-Off Classic at Langley Event Center. Women's fell to Texas A&M International, based in Laredo, 82-75, where Jessica Wisowski led the Red Leaves with 22 points, while men's were trounced by St. Edward's, based in Austin, Texas, 86-54, where Tate Christensen led the Red Leaves with 11 points in the CCA Division II Canadian Tip-Off Classic finale at Langley Event Center. There were two news events on November 7th. Seven SFU Red Leaves women's soccer players were recognized by the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. Midfielder Michaela Tupper earned a co-winner as the newcomer of the year after 3 goals, 1 assist in 12 games, along with Taylor Kruger of the GNAC champion Seattle Pacific Falcons. Tupper also earned the GNAC All-Honorable Mention. As for other Red Leafs, midfielder Isabella Muzzolini earned her first GNAC team honors after she played all 18 games this season, logged over 1,300 minutes, and earned 3 assists. Three Red Leafs earned second GNAC team honors: defenders Katie Richardson, Emily Smith, and goalkeeper Sarah Lowen. Richardson played 1,236 minutes and 16 starts, where she tallied 3 assists. Smith logged 1,160 in 13 games, while Lowen led the GNAC with 70 saves in 18 appearances, with her 4.38 saves per game tied for the conference lead, and 7 shutouts for a third-place tie. Midfielder Kate Cartier and Elisa Clark joined Michaela Tupper, the co-winner of the GNAC Newcomer of the Year, in the GNAC All-Honorable Mentions. Cartier led SFU with 5 goals, 12 points, 14 shots on goal, and 35 shot attempts this season, while Clark tallied 5 assists. Meanwhile, the Red Leaf softball added 2 BC players for the upcoming 2024 season, Catherine Lucier of North Vancouver and Aaron Murphy of Surrey. Lucier, who plays catcher and third base, competed for Golden West College based in Huntington Beach, California, where she was 5th with 11 runs batted in. Murphy comes to SFU after 2 years at University of Mary in Bismarck, North Dakota, where she batted 323, stole 13 bases, while redshirt in 2024. Murphy rejoins the Red Leafs, Cassidy Affelt, Nevada Johnson, and Abby Glynn, as the quartet were part of Team BC in 2022, which won gold. On November 8th, the SFU Red Leafs men's golf team signed Max Corcoran. The next day, according to the SFU Red Leafs golf head coach, Matthew Steinbach, Cadence Cole was signed on November 9th. An interesting tidbit is that Max Corcoran's signing was publicized by the SFU Athletics on November 9th, when he in fact signed on November 8th, according to flagstick.com golf. It seems like Cadence Cole was actually signed on November 9th. There were 3 games for November 9th. Before the SFU Athletics team's action, the GNAC Women's Soccer Playoffs kicked off at Tomlinson Stadium in Ellensburg, Washington, where the second seed Western Washington Vikings edged the third seed Western Oregon Wolves 2-1. The next match saw the SFU Red Leafs Women's Soccer, the fourth seed in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference, doubling up the top seed Seattle Pacific Falcons 4-2. Michaela Tupper opened the scoring for SFU at 2:37 as the Red Leafs pumped in 3 goals in the first half, followed by Tupper's second goal at 72 06, and goalkeeper Sarah Lowen made 9 saves for SFU. As for other SFU athletics teams, men's soccer were shaded by the host Montana State Billings 2-1. At Yellow Jacket Soccer Field in Billings, Montana, where Devin O'Hay scored the Red Leafs' lone goal at 76-15, and volleyball were tripled up by the St. Martin Saints 3-1. At Marcus Pavilion in Lacey, Washington, where Sophie LaChapelle led SFU with 17 kills. Both basketball teams are in action today, with the women's currently playing in San Francisco. Just a minute, please. I'm looking at the website, SFU Athletics website. The current score between SFU and San Francisco State at the Kelpet in Seaside, California is SFU 59, San Francisco 44. Later on, men's play at Cal Poly Humboldt. The tip-off is at 7:30 p.m.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Here are the men's soccer standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Due to two no contests per weather-related cancellations, standings are ordered based on average points per game for each team, according to the GNEC website. Simon Fraser is first at 7-2-1 conference, 2.2 points, 10-4-2 overall. Western Oregon second, 7-1-3, 2.18 points, 10-3-3 overall. Northwest Nazarene, 3-3-5 conference, 1.27 points, 5-6-6 overall. Western Washington fourth, 2-4-5 conference, 5-6-6 overall, 1 point. Seattle Pacific fifth, 3-5-3, 1 point, 5-8-4 overall. Montana State Billings sixth, 2-5-2, 0.89 points, 5-8-3 overall. And St. Martin's is last at 2-6-3, 0.82 points, 4-8-4 overall.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
Here are the final women's soccer standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference for 2023. Seattle Pacific, first 9-0-5 conference, 32 points, 12-3-5 overall, 3 points for a conference win with 1 point for a conference tie. However, Seattle Pacific, the GNAC regular season champion, was booted out by Simon Fraser, the fourth seed. Western Washington, who advanced to the finals, finished second, 9-2-3 conference, 30 points, 12-4-4 overall. Western Oregon, third, 5-4-5 conference, 20 points, 8-5-6 overall. Much like Seattle Pacific, Western Oregon has been eliminated from the 2023 GNAC Women's Soccer Playoffs. Simon Fraser, fourth, 5-5-4, 19 points, 7-5-5 overall. We'll play Western Washington in the GNAC Women's Soccer Finals tomorrow. As for the rest, i.e. non-playoff teams, Northwest Nazarene, 5th, 4-5-5, 17 points, 6-5-7 overall. Montana State Billings, 6th, 4-8-2, 14 points, 5-9-3 overall. Central Washington, 7th, 2-8-4, 10 points, 3 Tobin, 4 overall. And St. Martin's is last at 1-7-6, 9 points, 3-8-7 overall.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the current men's basketball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. No interconference games have been played as of yet. Alaska Anchorage is first at 2-0. Western Washington, second, 2-1. Sierra Pacific, 1-2. Alaska Central Washington, Montana State Billings, Northwest Nazarene, St. Martin's, and Western Oregon have not played a game this season yet. And Simon Fraser is last at 0-3.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the women's basketball standings. The current women's basketball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Much like men's basketball, no interconference games have been played as of yet. But for some reason, the teams with no games played are pushed below those who have, unlike men's basketball. Montana State Billings, first, 2-1 overall. Central Washington, second, 1-2 overall. Alaska Anchorage, third, 0-1. Alaska and Simon Fraser are tied for fourth with 0-3 records each. The next 5 teams have not played a game. Northwest Nazarene, St. Martin's, Sierra Pacific, Western Oregon, and Western Washington.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Are you interested in radio? Community-based media? You can join CJSF 90.1. We're a volunteer-run community radio station, and we always have space for new volunteers to become programmers, review music, edit audio, and so much more. All the training is provided, and anyone can join. To volunteer, email our volunteer coordinator, Noel, at vol_4_cjsf@sfu.ca. Again, that's vol_4_cjsf@sfu.ca. Or you can visit our website, cjsf.ca. It's CJSF 90.1, diverse, independent, and yours.
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. As a campus and community station, CJSF strives to provide points of view that are rarely expressed on mainstream media. This includes music that is not the top 40 and news you will not find on the big media outlets. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca.
Welcome to the second half of episode 44 in the 2023 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, a feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, which competes in the British Columbia Intercollegiate Hockey League, and the latest on the SFU Gondola Project. First up in the second half is the third act of the hour, Palm Skin Productions, A Swarm in July. The track is The Sword Will Die.